According to the National Registry of Exonerations, over 1,800 people in the U.S. have been cleared of false convictions since 1989. And one of the big factors that can lead to false convictions is faulty eyewitness identification. WSHU's Katie Toth reports that was a subject of a symposium Tuesday at Yale University in New Haven.
New social science shows that witnesses' memories can be fuzzy, and sometimes police can consciously or unconsciously lead a witness on. So if an eyewitness is going through a bunch of photos, they can pick out a police suspect even if that person wasn't who the witness saw committing the crime. 6 years ago, Connecticut set up an eyewitness identification task force that would make that testimony more reliable. They set up new rules for how police should ask witnesses to identify suspects. Rules like
double-blind identification procedures, which means that neither the witness nor the person administering the test knows who the quote-unquote suspect is, and the statement that the person who committed the crime or the person you witnessed may or may not be seen in this group of people that you're about to look at.
Darcy McGraw is with the Connecticut Innocence Project. She was at the symposium. McGraw says those new rules have helped, and other places are now trying to implement similar rules with their own police forces. But she says Connecticut still has a problem on its hands. People who've already been convicted with problematic eyewitness testimony.
It doesn't affect cases that occurred in the past in which we believe that there were problematic identifications, and we believe we have wrongful convictions.
McGraw wants people who were convicted from faulty eyewitness identification to get the right to a new trial. Katie Toth, WSHU News.